Paragraf Gimel, v'zeh b'chinas sukkah. This is the whole concept of the mitzvah of sukkah. Ki achar yom ha-kippurim, she'oz hu gmar ha-tshuva shel aseres yimei tshuva, because once we finished Yom Kippur, which means we finished the 10-day period of tshuva, v'oz oilen ad b'chinas ayeh, shu b'chinas keser, and through those 10 days, on Rosh Hashanah, we're mamlech Hashem. We keep saying melech, melech, melech. On Rosh Hashanah, it's tikkun hamalchus. Then we go 10 days, we climb the ladder till we get to Yom Kippur, which is when we say keser yitnu lecha, right? On Yom Kippur, we say keser in Shachris and in Musaf. And at Mincha, we're saying, at Nila, we're saying keser also. Because Yom Kippur is that 10th level, the keser, which is called ayeh. Shemishom ikar haslicha kanal. That's the highest level of light of Hashem. That's the highest level of the kindness of Hashem, from which we draw the greatest power of whitewash, of Hashem whitewashing all of our sins, forgiving all of our sins. As we say on Yom Kippur, ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chatoseichem. On this day, we're going to be forgiven for all of our sins, lifnei Hashem titoru, and we will be purified before Hashem. It's brought that the word titoru is bigimatria keser, exactly. Titoru is 620, showing that it's because Yom Kippur is day number 10 of this procedure. We're going up to the 10th level of Kedusha, which is the keser, which is the highest level of kindness of Hashem, that has the ability to forgive everything. V'oz choyzer v'nivne hoyla michodosh. And when we finalize the tshuva process, that's when the whole world is built, is renewed. Brand new world, brand new screen. Ki kol echad ayideh v'noisev chas v'sholom hu soyser es gvulei ha-kdusha v'yoyrei delachitzoinim chas v'sholom kvi ha-v'noisev. Because each and every person, based on his sins, he broke down fences, right? He violated fences. He ate more than he was supposed to. He broke down a fence. A meal is supposed to be up to here. You're supposed to eat so much and no more. The Rambam says when a person's eating, you don't leave the table when you're full. You leave the table when you're two-thirds full. That's when the meal stops. Not when you get to 100. When you get to 75, that's the healthy place to stop. And if you continue, if you go to 80 or 85, you broke down, you knocked down a fence. And it's going to cause harm. It causes illness, all kinds of tzaras, Rahman al-Islam. So each person, through his sins, he broke boundaries of Kedusha and went into the domain of the Klipos. Because remember, we said the Klipos are right outside the Kedusha. The minute you go past that fence, you're in their domain. Chas shom kefi avinoisav, according to the person's sins. Vazai hu rochoik mikvoida yisporach. And then the person is far from Hashem's kovoid. He's no longer in the arena of Hashem's kovoid. Ki yesh gvul l'kol kovoid v'kovoid shelo yispashit l'chutz l'gvul. Because each aspect of the kovoid of Hashem has its boundaries. Food is called kovoid, for example. When you invite a guest into your home, one of the ways that you show respect to a person is by giving him food. It's called kibud. In Yiddish, that's the expression. Put some kibud on the table. Put some respect on the table. But here again, a boundary. It's got a gvul. Not too little, not too much. The right amount.
And when a person falls out of bounds, when he falls into the place of the Sitra Achra,
and then the person starts searching, hold on a second. The lights, who shut the lights? Till now I was inside the arena. There was lights there and there was heating. And suddenly I went off the cliff. And suddenly all I see is darkness. I'm in the place of the Sitra Achra. And the person cries out, Hashem, where are you? Aye mekoyim kevoidoi, where are you? Where is your kevoid? Azai zoich al yidei ze letachles hu'aliyah. Rabbein Azal says in Likutei Moharan, when a person does that, he can jump in one shot. He can jump from minus 10 to plus 10. He can go from the bottom to the keser in one swing. Where if he gives that real cry of Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi, Azai Zoich Haideze Le Tachlis Wa'aliyah, Le Bechinas Aye, Shemishom Mekablam Chiyus,
Kol b'chinos hakovod shel kol asur mamoros.
He goes up to that ayah, to that keser, which is the source of energy for all 10 levels. That's the top floor. That's the one that provides for everything under it.
Vazai choizer v'nivne ha'olam mechadosh.
And now suddenly, the fences that were destroyed and everything are being rebuilt. Suddenly, there's a new world. He, through his tshuva, he fixed, he repaired all the damage he did before.
Ki achar kach choizer u'mespashet chiyusa yisborach mebechinas ayeh lebechinas chel ki akovoid.
Because when this person fell way, way down, and he had to turn on that switch of ayeh, he gave a real scream, ayeh, where are you, Hashem? And by doing that, he was on a diving board. He pressed all the way down. He went all the way down, but he did it the right way. He was chozer b'tshuva. So now the diving board throws him up, and he goes 10 feet up into the air. He goes up to that keser, to that ayeh, and he turns on the light over there. He turns on the light of keser. Then that light spreads to all the different areas, to all the sections of Hashem's kavod, the choizer v'nizgale kavod yisborach, and Hashem's kavod becomes reinstated, reactivated, turned on in all of those places. Because again, when he did averos, he shut the lights. He shut the lights over here, shut the lights over there, all kinds of places, turned everything into darkness. By his being zeicha to go up to that top, to that keser, and turn that on, that's the main switch. That's the central switch. Well, when you turn that on, every light in the building goes back on. You don't have to turn each individual one on.
Shezeh ikar kiyum ha'olam.
When Hashem's kavod is being channeled into all the places where it belongs, that's what sustains the world.
Ki ho ikar sheyachzor v'yizgale kavod yisborach.
Because the main thing is that Hashem's kavod should once again be revealed. When a person did averos, he pushed away Hashem's kavod. He showed disrespect to Hashem. When he does tshuva, he reactivates. He puts that kavod back in its proper place.
V'alkein, and therefore, achar ha-tshuva, kishezoiche lachzor legalos kvoido, adei b'chinas ayei.
Therefore, after a person does tshuva, and he's zoiche once again to turn on the lights, to broadcast the kavod of Hashem through his ayeh,
azai marvichin achshav yoiser v'yoiser.
Then this becomes much, much more profitable. You know, he caused a damage of 100,000 units of kedusha. When he does tshuva and he reaches that ayeh and he turns on a light over there, he turns on 1,000,000 watts or 1,000,000,000 watts.
Ki achshav nizgale elokus yisborach gam b'mekoymos hachitzoinim
alidei b'chinas ayeh hanal. Because when this person fell into the mud, and in that mud he cried out, ayeh mekoym kevoidoi, he showed that Hashem is even there. He acknowledged Hashem in a place that nobody thought that Hashem was there at all. People thought, once you go there, Hashem is out. And this person proved that that's not true. Even though I'm all the way down here, Hashem is in, and Hashem is with me. And there's a rope here that can pull me all the way back up.
Nimtza, achshav gvulei hakdusha nisrachvu moed moed.
So this guy just widened the boundaries of Kedusha. Until this happened, the Kedusha was 10 levels, from Keser to Malchus, right? This guy did Averis, and he went down into the basement. He's no longer on one of those 10 floors, he went into the basement. Then he did more Averis, and he went into the sub-basement. We know now they build buildings with parking lots. You have -1, -2, -4. There isn't just one basement, not one floor down. You can go 10 floors down, right? So this person did enough Averis, he took himself 10 floors down. Now, when this person decides to do tshuva, and he says, Hashem, where are Ayeh Mekoyim Kevoida? I know that there's Hashem. Where is he?
Suddenly, Hashem says, he activates the light of Keser, which goes all the way down to -10 where he is.
And suddenly, he brought the light of Hashem. Till then, when he was religious and everything, the light of Hashem was only up to 0. Because of him, the light is going all the way down to -10.
At shegam kol mekoymos hachitzoinim nishapchu v'nichnesu ala kedusha,
to the point where even those places of the sitra achra were converted and brought into the kedusha.
I don't know this from personal testimony, but I heard about this. Heard about a rabbi, a Hasidic rabbi, who lived in Yerushalayim, grew up. His father was one of the big, big rabbis in Yerushalayim, very well known, very well respected. And this rabbi decided to go to the moon, to go to Migdal HaEmek, to a place where there was no shul, no yeshiva, no religion at all, and decided he's going to make religion here. Where's he going to find customers? In the discotheques. So this Hasidic rabbi went into the discotheques and started one by one being mekarev, taking kids on drugs and disco and bringing Hashem to them. And today there's a place, there's this place called Migdal HaEmek where there's schools with a few thousand kids that started from the fact that a rabbi was able to go into such a place, into a desert, into no man's land, and reach down into the Sidrach, or into such places, and bring Hashem over there. Here again, till then, Hashem was in Yerushalayim, Hashem was in Me'er Sharem, Hashem was here. Suddenly, because of him, this Hashem is now in Migdal HaEmek, and Hashem is now by people who others had written off completely. Everybody thought, these guys have no shot. And this person proved they do have a shot. Hashem can even be brought into the disco. And this rabbi earned the name, the Disco Rabbi. Rabbi Grossman, the famous Rabbi Yitzhak Grossman, should be healthy and well. He's one of the first people who went to Uman. I had the schus of going with him to Uman one time, a very serious force. Exactly. Ki achshov nasu mechitza isugvulei akdusha gam shom alidei b'chinasai. Because now, as a result of this person's tshuva, the boundaries of Kedusha have been widened to include them, to include this whole new unit through this ayah, through a person reaching out and doing the ayah. V'alkein acharat tshuva shel Yom Kippur. And this is why, after we've done tshuva, on these 10 days of tshuva, and we've gotten to the top, which is Yom Kippur, she'oz zoichen lebechinas ayah, on Yom Kippur is when we say keser, where we say ayah mekoyim kevoide a few times, v'oz nisrachvin gvulei hakedusha moed moed. Then the boundaries of kedusha are really being widened. Just like we say when we start Yom Kippur, one of the first things that the Chazan says by Kol Nidrei, Al das hamokoim, val das hakol, onu matirin lehispalel imhu avaryonim. They make an announcement that based on Hashem agrees to this, and everybody here agrees that we're declaring that we have permission to pray with all the criminals. Imhu avaryonim. That's the announcement that's made by Kol Nidre. We're saying that what is Yom Kippur really all about? Widening the boundaries. Taking those people who are not inside the Kiddusha, they fell out, but they want to come back, or they have the ability, they have the potential to come back, and inviting them to come back, making it possible for them to come in. Al kein achar Yom Kippur oisim sukkahs. Now you can understand why, what do we do right after Yom Kippur? Suddenly it's not enough. What do you mean? Who needs a sukkah? I have a house. Are you crazy? I have my own house. No, your house is not enough. We're building another house now. We're widening the boundaries. We make a sukkah. Ze bechinas shenisrachiv gvulei hakedusha moed gam bachutz alidei tshuva. We're showing that through the tshuva, a house is inside, right? Now suddenly we're making a house, we're building a house outside. The sukkah is outside. We're showing that it's possible to create a residence bachutz, through the tshuva, ad shehakoil nichnas el kedusha, which makes it possible for everyone or everything to be brought into the kedusha. Valze marames hasukkah. This is what the sukkah hints to. Ki ad achshov ikra kedusha yirak b'fnim b'soich habayis. Because till then, where was the kedusha? In the house. We got the mezuzahs there, and that's the boundary. When you cross the threshold, there's a place of holiness. The minute you go out that front door, you're in the street. You're in the gutter. You're in no man's land, you know. Sheshom ikra hakdusha. Inside the house is the main place of kedusha. Bebechinas bereshis. Shehu hascholas haTorah. As we have the first word in the Torah, bereshis. Shehu bechinas roish bayis. Ki ikra hakdusha hu besoich habayis daiko, shubachinas gvul hakdusha. Because the main kedusha in this world is in the home, inside your home. That's where you have what's called a controlled environment.
you can decide whether this comes, whether only kosher food comes in or chas v'shalom non-kosher. Outside, you can't control what's out there, right? Kosher food, non-kosher food. Kosher pictures, non-kosher pictures. But in my house, I can control everything. I can make it a place of kedusha. Ki bachutz hu b'chinas shlitas hachitzonim chas v'shalom. Because outside is the place where the sitra achra is boss. They're in charge. They're in control. Aval achshav achra yom kippurim. But now, if the Yom Kippur shekvar nispashta kedusha, where the kedusha has spread, gam shom or to the outside, alidei tshuva. That's what tshuva is all about. Tshuva is people who are on the outside, who are saying, "We're no longer on the outside. Hashem, we're with you. We're coming back." Valkein oisin sukkos bachutz. This is why we make the sukkah outside. Lahoyrois to show shegam shom nasu mechitzos hakedusha. That we have, as a result of tshuva, we have the ability to set up boundaries of kedusha even outside. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'nishar gam hu lelekeinu. That place also will be left for Hashem. Speaking about golus, we know that Eretz Yisrael is the place of Hashem. Outside Eretz Yisrael is not the place, it's the place of the klipos, the sitra achra. Chutz loretz, it's called chutz. Loshen chitzoni, the place of the klipos. Rabbi Nizal quotes the pasuk where it's that when the Jews in chutz loretz build shuls and yeshivas and Torah and houses with mezuzahs and kosher food and everything, then v'nishar gam hu lelekeinu. That place also is for Hashem. And the first letters of v'nishar gam hu lelekeinu spell the word goyla. Goyla means exile. That even the Bnei HaGoyla, the Jews in exile, they have the ability to bring Hashem over, you know, to bring Hashem over there to a degree. Rav Nosson Zal says, Gam ein tzrichen achshav lishmor kol kach atzmoi lahastir betoich mechitzas habayis. In addition, what the sukkah shows is that now, after we've completed these 10 days of tshuva from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur and the Ayei Mekayim Kevoida and everything we spoke about earlier, now we don't have to be so afraid. We don't have to hide in our house, which is the most protected area. Ki achshav nichna hasitra achra b'mekoyma. Because now, as a result of this tshuva process, we succeeded in being machnia the sitra achra in its place. V'alkein onoisin mechitzois arai. Therefore, it's enough now if we make temporary barriers. You know, walls of a sukkah, not solid brick betone walls like you do for a house, but rather the whole sukkah is called a diras arai, a temporary dwelling. So it's enough if we set up temporary walls. Shehem mechitzois hasukkah, shehem psuchois lamala, which number one, there's no permanent roof. We're using schach as a roof. And in addition, uminat stodin, and even on the sides, a sukkah doesn't have to be closed in completely. Because the minimum that a person needs for a kosher sukkah is two walls, and the second one, just a tefach, is enough, you know. Ki ein tzrichen, exactly, ki onumarin, we show shehakdusha mispashetes b'chol mokoyim, that now the kedusha has spread to all places. Ki b'chol mekoymois memshaltoi, because Hashem's kingdom is everywhere. We have the famous pasuk umalchusoi b'koil mashalo. V'alkein einonu tzrichen rak mechitzoi sarai, therefore we only need temporary walls, so that there's a little bit of a boundary, a little bit of a tzimtzum. However, in reality, we are not afraid of the klipos. We're not afraid of the sitra achra at all right now. After Yom Kippur, ki achshav hakoil shelonu al yedei hatshuva, because now everything is ours. We've conquered, everything belongs to us through the tshuva. Shal yidei ze nishapchu kol mekoymos hachitzonim el hakedusha. Because as we learned earlier, through tshuva, a person has the ability to convert all of those outside places into kedusha. V'alkein sukkos hu b'chinas Yaakov. This will also explain why sukkos corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, We know that Pesach corresponds to Avram Avinu, Shavuos is Yitzchak, and Sukkos is Yaakov Avinu. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, V'Yaakov Nosa Sukkoiso, Kamuva. There's a Pasuk in the Torah that says Yaakov Avinu traveled to Sukkos, a place called Sukkos. So we see a connection between him and Sukkos. Ki B'Yaakov Nemar, Uforatzto Yomo Vokedmo Tzofoino Vanegbo. Because it's by Yaakov Avinu that the Torah Hashem said to him, you will spread out in all four directions. Bechinas Nachlo Beli Mitzorim. As we say regarding Shabbos, that Hashem gave Yaakov Avinu the bracha, you'll be zecher to land without boundaries, boundaryless. Shezeh Bechinas Sukkah. This is the concept of the Sukkah, Sheha Kiddusha Mispashetes Gam Bechutz, that the Kiddusha is spreading also outside. It's not only in the house where we have the mezuzah when you come in and everything, but rather now the Kiddusha is even outside. Ki HaKoil Nichnos Ala Kiddusha Achshav Al Yidei HaTshuva Shel Yom HaKippurim. Because everything has the ability to come into the Kiddusha, to be brought into the Kiddusha now, through the tshuva that we did on Yom Kippur, she'oz zeichen la'alois lebechinas ayeh. As we learned earlier on Yom Kippur, we go up to ayeh, and the ayeh is such a high level of kedusha that it can even be mashpia to the sitrachra, to those places, to bring back whatever can be brought back from there.